Zach Davies and the Brewers take on Michael Wacha and the Cardinals, and the Brew Crew will strike first in the third inning with Jonathan Villar.
Wacha from the belt, the next pitch. That swung on, and that's hit high in the air, deep to right center field. This is going to leave the yard, a home run. Jonathan Villar hits his fourth of the year, and with the pitcher getting a hit with two outs, it gave Villar a chance, and the Brewers lead 2-0.
And taking three out of four in Milwaukee.
Matt Carpenter swings, and he drives the ball. The center fielder, Broxton's on the run. He dives and makes the catch. He tumbles, gets up, throws to the middle infield, back to first base, Aledmys Diaz.
Pucci's place in University City.
Here's a shot deep into right center. It's going to go all the way to the wall, and it's going to score the runner from first base. The two-out walk hurts as Dames drives home a run. Man is first and two down with an RBI double.
From the stretch, first and third, the pitch. Wong hits a ground ball up the middle and off the glove of Villar into center field. The tying run scores. Molina stops at second. The Cardinals have a 4-4 ball game with Milwaukee with one out in the bottom of the eighth. The outfielders play toward left field for this left-handed batter. The pitch, a swing, and there's a long drive. Deep right center, and it is gone over the Cardinal bullpen. A three-run homer for Travis Shaw. 7-4, Milwaukee.
Travis Shaw provides the extra inning thunder. Milwaukee wins 7-5 in 10. So a tough loss for the Redbirds on Monday after fighting back from a four-run deficit. Here's what the skipper, Mike Matheny, had to say.
Yeah, fought back well. They're all hard to lose. But, you know, that's when we're down, we get back into it, and looks like we have some momentum going and just can't put it away.
Mike, what did you see on the play at third with Bolton?
Yeah, I think he just had trouble getting stopped and slipped a little bit at the last second, and then he was in no man's land.
In that spot, is it best for him to try to get that one up and get the third? Because he kind of stood there.
Nah, he was dead in the middle. If he was trying to get back, he's out. So I mean, trying to make them make a mistake, I guess, is your only hope at that choice, at that chance, at that point. But there's just not another real option once you're out like that.
You guys were working before the game again on the different drills and instructions going through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the stakes again tonight. How do you continue to keep addressing, keep the spirits up?
Keep working.
Kicking the butt, all the butt.
Just keep working.
You thought of Michael down?
Michael was pretty good. You know, had a, you know, the first couple he gave up after he gets a couple quick outs, pitcher gets a hit, long home run after that, and lead double gets him after that. They, you know, pulled off situational hitting, getting him over, getting him in, and but overall, I thought his stuff was good. I thought it was probably the best curveball I've ever seen him throw. Used it in tough counts, used it to get ahead. Fastball was good. You know, stuff was good. Stuff was better than what his line says.
How strange was that play in the 10th inning on the line drive to Wong and then steps around the
tent? Yeah, it's, you know, I get it. As soon as he doesn't come up with it, he probably feels that he's got to get rid of it quick. Ball sailed on him a little bit. Just want to remind all of us, I mean, I've answered probably 50 questions here in the last 3 days about how good he's been playing. This kid's been playing really good baseball. He's been running the bases very well. He's been playing good defense. He's been a spark for us offensively. It's one of those days, and he's going to let that go, and he's going to come back, and he's going to be the same kind of player that we've been complimenting here for days. You're going to have days like this. Just let him. You got to get him out of your head. Jed's a great hitter. I mean, he's just continuing to put together solid at bats for us no matter what situation. You know, be able to drive the ball out of the ballpark in this ballpark, the opposite way in the right center gap, you know, puts him in a rare class. And to try and keep him going, playing terrific defense as well.
You went to last season and look at at bats per home run. He's like number two.
Yeah, he's
at this point, it is who he is, right?
I think so. Yeah, no one better tell him any different, because he shouldn't believe him if they do, because that's the kind of hitter we've seen since he's been here. And we said that last year. We knew that he had power, and you know, he comes up with 30. But you could just see that there was a whole different level of player in there still that I don't think that he's even seen. It's just, you know, we need it right now, and he's helping lead the way.
Do you think that's played a role in keeping you?
Yeah, it's pretty double play in the middle. I think they've made some good, real good plays here the last few days. It just seems to, and just that run we're on right now, and the mistakes made, it seems to be one that's in a situation where it does get magnified, and it's part of the game, part of every season. We got to grow from it and get better and keep playing the game.
Unlike some of the base running, the Scotty had an aggressive play in the move from first to third on the Williams hit, right?
Yeah, and you know, we've continued to try and stay aggressive, but it's thinking aggressive, not just running into outs, and you know, we don't like getting doubled up on line drives. I mean, those sort of things will get you in the long run. I mean, the things we got to get better on were things that we're working on. You know, it's just, I told you this before, whether it's defense or whether it's base running, you know, some of this takes just time, and we just keep going and talking about it and learning from it and getting better.
St. Louis will look to get back into the win column on Tuesday when Carlos Martinez takes the mound, still in search of his first win of 2017.